When I came back to Austin to live this time, after leaving the FBI, I wanted to live where I wanted to. And so we started looking all over town. One realtor steered me to an area called Stonegate. And the theory was that this is where the, in quotes, affluent blacks lived. I didn't consider myself to be affluent, but anyway, that's where I'm supposed to live because that's where others live. And my comment was, that may be where I will live, but I will make that decision, not you. I never saw that realtor again. I finally contacted another realtor whose name I don't want to reveal right now, who met me, one of his agents, met me over in a place now on Manor Road and Roggy Lane. And if you could have seen the look of surprise on her face when she saw that this was a black face. She made some excuse about having to pick someone up at the airport. And of course, the airport then was right down the street from there. And could she meet with me tomorrow? Well, my gut reaction, my visceral reaction is that she went back and talked to someone. And we were part of an experiment to integrate a new development that this person had already developed. The subdivision was known as Fairview out in South Austin, right across Williamson Creek and South First. We integrated that neighborhood and it was not easy, not easy at all. And we had a colonial house on the corner in the middle of the subdivision. Had trouble initially. I thought I was going to have trouble getting financing, but I went down to one of the largest finance companies in Austin, which was right adjacent to the Capitol at that time, and got a lot of this. But in this case, the guy had his back to me and was talking, mumbling about something, and asking questions that let me know that he had not looked at my application. Where did you go to school? Or who was your employer and all that? So when I finally said, I went to the University of Texas, well, still didn't get his attention. So what was your major? Well, I went to law school, graduated and passed the bar exam. All of a sudden, turned around completely and faced me. And he didn't recognize me, of course, but I recognized him as a former football player and basketball, baseball player out of Texas. So we started talking about athletics and my graduating from the same school that he did. And in a clearance process, which could have resulted in a red line, could have, resulted in a 6 weeks clearance process, I was told, being done in about a week and a half. But we did, we moved into that neighborhood, integrated the neighborhood called Fairview, F-A-I-R-V-I-E-W. The house is still there. It doesn't look anything like it was when we were living there. We stayed there 2 years and then moved back to the East Coast. My FBI last office was D.C. Moved back to the East Coast to New Jersey with my office in Philadelphia. And then when we came back the last time, this time, it was a lot easier. We didn't integrate the neighborhood, but we were one of the first two families, I think, in a place out here called Harris Branch, which is out behind Applied Materials. Mm-hmm. And it's rather ironic that we're living in Pflugerville because years ago, we couldn't do this. As a matter of fact, if you know where the Pflugerville High School is up here, immediately across the street from there is an area called Colored Town. And guess where I had to live if I could live in Pflugerville at all at that time? Colored Town. So when I say Austin, Travis County was not kind to minorities.
No, it sounds like it was quite a struggle.
It was quite a struggle.